Blog Talk Radio.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring word me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and to the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. Welcome, everyone. This is Right from the Left Coast. Welcome. I'm your host, Linda, and I'm coming to you from Oceanside, California. And welcome, everyone. I see FT. I don't recognize the other people. And I have other callers. They will be on hold for a moment. And I don't know who they are, so I will call screen them in a moment. I wanted to do that Bible reading because It's this time of year, and I've been starting my shows with things from the Bible, and it's just a great time for family and, of course, people gathering around and worshiping in their ways. I just got back from a meeting that lasted about an hour, and I was speaking at my city council chambers to the mayor and to the other members of city council. And what they had tried to do was, you know, if there's going to be trolls in here, I'm just going to kick you out. So you guys better be good. I went through this yesterday, and I'm not going to put up with it. So if you don't like my subjects, you know, don't mess up the room. Thank you. So, because I'll kick you off. Yeah, keep it civilized. So what they were trying to do in the city of Oceanside, they are putting forth an ordinance, which is a legal matter at this point, we have a charter city here. There are three people on the members of the council who are very, very evil in their doings, and they don't like the fact that the current mayor was reelected by a landslide. And so it's kind of like sour grapes to them, and I've got three people on hold, and if they're trolls, I will kick you off, and then I'll get you out of the chat room. So please be civil and learn something. They want to take his powers away, and so that he can not be the sole person who is appointing himself to the commission board of Sandag, which is an evil entity in my book. However, that's another story because of Agenda 21. So I spoke for my 2 minutes. I actually had 3 minutes, but I explained to the council that I believe that this ordinance is a waste of time, and it's a waste of energy. It's a waste of taxpayer money, because when all is said and done, we will have. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you for the accolades. So basically, I explained to the city council that this is a waste of energy because people like myself will be sitting for 30 days in front of Ralph's 2 hours a day collecting signatures for a referendum to be then put on the ballot for the citizens of Oceanside to vote on. And that would have to be in a special election or a general election and will cost a lot of money. So, again, please be civil in my room. And thank you, Nolan, for the accolades as well. I'm going to try to get to the callers, but I just wanted to explain to everyone that we had 9 people speaking on behalf of the mayor, and we will see where this goes. I do believe the mayor is going to find independent counsel, and he will fight this in court. So we'll see what's going on there. All right, I'm going to take the callers and see what's going on, and you better be nice to me. Okay, 484, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, may I help you? What would you like to say?
Yes, I heard you're reading a Bible verse there, and I was wondering if I could share one of my own favorite Bible verses and maybe open it up for discussion.
Okay, which one would that be?
Deuteronomy 28. Give me a second here. I've got to get it. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 56. And it goes, the refined and delicate woman among you, who would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground for delicateness and refinement, shall be hostile toward the husband she cherishes and toward her son and daughter, and toward her afterbirth, which issues from between her legs, and toward her children, whom she bears. For she will eat them secretly for lack of anything else during the siege and the distress for which your enemy will oppress you in your towns. So I was wondering why you think that this book is appropriate for families and children.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. That's a matter of choice, and we do have freedom of religion in this country.
Children, I think mothers eating their children isn't appropriate for.
Well, that's fine.
Discussion.
That's fine. Well,
used in that context.
You know, you have your opinion. We have a very Christian audience here, except for the trolls. And
well,
if that's all you have to say, then you know, God bless you. I don't know. If you don't like the Bible, then don't read it.
Well, I just don't like that particular verse. Bible has some okay things in it, I suppose, like no killing and stealing. But I just think it shouldn't be categorized as something family-friendly necessarily. I mean, if you had another book that had that in it, but also had, you know, a book that has something nice in it, but also has something despicable in it, you wouldn't necessarily ignore the despicable parts just because it has a couple of nice parts to it. So that's just my comment.
I think you need to read it from top to bottom, and then, you know, we'll talk about it.
I have read it from top to bottom.
Yeah, well, if you don't like it, then...
Oh, I just was listening to your show and thought that should be pointed out.
Okay, fine. I got another one for you. It's brand new on the market. It's at Amazon.com. It's called Agenda 21. Should read it. It's got some pretty despicable stuff.
Is that a Glenn Beck book?
Absolutely.
I did see that in Walmart, actually. I was thinking about picking it up. But
oh, please, because I'm fighting very hard to get rid of it in my town, and that's the only way I can do it is by doing it locally. I fight very hard. I'm going to be educating everyone that I can, and I live in California, so it's going to be a tough row to hoe, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Local area, yes. But
yeah.
Isn't it a book of fiction, but it's based in, I guess I'm assuming...
It's actually done in novel form, and then the epilogue tells you that it is not fiction and gives you every reference you need.
And it centers around the UN, from what I remember. Is that correct?
Right. Well, it started there in 1992.
Okay. Well, do you think? I mean, I think anyone who'd be listening might be interested. If I mean, maybe you could. You've read it already, I'm assuming.
No, but I have studied Agenda 21 for 3 years. I'm on a committee to stop it. I know where it came from.
Well, what
kind of know how far
it
back
exactly?
It goes. Pardon me?
What is it exactly?
The global elites of the UN want to have total control over your property. Where you live, what you eat, if you drive, how you travel, and they want to rewild 50 to 70% of all the land in the United States, and most of it will be off limits to humans if you like to golf, surf, or do anything like that. Good luck
to
you.
Well, I would think, you might think this is being destroyed itself, but as long as there's some form of a representative democracy, I don't think that American
we don't
people.
Have a democracy. This is supposed to be a representative republic.
Well, it's a representative democracy republic.
No. The word democracy is not found in any of the founding documents.
No.
It's a democratic way of voting, but it is not a democracy. You have to learn history.
My understanding, a representative democracy is not a direct democracy. A direct democracy would be, you know, people...
We are called a republic.
Yes, I understand.
You got to know what the difference is.
I had this argument recently with somebody, and from what everything I've seen, it seems that the two aren't entirely separate. A representative democracy.
No. A republic is a representative republic with a democratic way of voting, with a small d. A democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
There are multiple kinds of democracies. I mean, there's direct
democracy. Not if you're talking about
democracy.
A federal government, there isn't. Not if you're talking about a statist government, there isn't. I think you need to do your homework, sir.
No. What we have here, you vote for one person represents a large group of people, and from my understanding, that was what a representative democracy was you know.
It's a representative republic. A republican form of government. Read the Constitution. You will not find the word democracy one time in any of the founding documents at all.
Okay.
So I think you need to do some history lessons.
Maybe not in the Constitution, but as it's commonly defined today.
No, I don't care what it's commonly defined today by the progressives. They're lying to you, and they have been for 130 years. Get that through your head first. Sir.
Okay, well, now you kind of sound like Michael Savage a little bit there with your tone.
It's the truth. I have read enough history to know it's the truth. It's called propaganda.
Well, there's lots of people who've also read history and might come to a different conclusion.
Yeah,
and,
well, they're reading stuff by Howard Zinn and commies. Of course,
well, Howard,
they're going to get a different view.
Howard, just because someone is a communist doesn't mean
that their
history is entirely skewed.
You know what? Communism sucks. And if you want to live in one, you go to Venezuela. You can keep it out of this country. Thank you for your call.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to take another caller. 816, you're on. 816, you're on the air. Go.
Hi. I have a dream about America that we will be run by big booty bitches.
You're an idiot. Okay. 661. Hold on a second. 661, you're on the air.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
If I may read a passage from the Bible.
Is it the same one that I heard before?
No, it's different. Leviticus 20:13.
Oh, Leviticus? Learn how to say it.
China is the best country in communism.
Okay. Let's try another one. 780, you're
Hello?
On the air. You're on the
Hi.
Air.
Okay. I was just wondering, like, you're a Republican, right?
I am a registered Republican, but I consider myself a libertarian.
Okay. But why is Christianity so involved with, like, this whole political stuff? Like, it's pretty stupid. Like,
well,
shouldn't it be just, like, no religion?
No.
Because, like, that is sort of biased, because it's, like,
no, it's
yeah,
not.
Biased.
It's up to you.
Yes,
have...
it is. Hey,
okay.
Yes, it is.
Look, you believe what you believe, and I believe what I believe. I don't care what you believe in. You can believe in paganism. You can believe in Wiccanism. I don't care. Just don't tell me
well,
what I have to believe in. And that's why they wrote...
Well, no, because, like, well that's not what you're saying to China, is it?
I don't care what China does. We should have nothing to do with China. We should be practically isolated.
So are you a racist?
Absolutely not.
Well, okay. What color is Jesus?
I have no idea. I haven't met him yet. I'm still alive.
Well, what does he portray as?
I don't care. It's not my fault.
You don't care?
Look, I didn't make the portraits. I didn't have anything to do with the artistry of it. I'm sorry. You know?
Okay.
So what's your point?
Well, religion is gay. That's my point.
It's what people... Religion, the definition of religion means belief system. That's all it is. It's what...
No.
That's what it is.
Yeah, well, we can't have believers in a political system. We need
to really?
Have...
Oh, you don't have, you didn't have political leaders in when the old Roman Catholic Church was around. You don't have them in the
Post-Vatican.
Yeah,
but so what? Well, what the hell? Well, no. Like, no. Just no. Like, religion always changes. King had
does?
To divorce his wife. He couldn't get divorced because he was religious. Creates new religion. What is this? Like, no.
You know what? The government should not be anywhere involved in, as far as I'm concerned, it should be the church, with marriage, any type of license, travel, or religion at all. Everyone should have their freedom. So whether you're a same-sex marriage or a heterosexual marriage, I don't care. Because, you know, as long as you're not breaking my arm or picking my pocket, it's not going to do me any harm at all.
I think you're lying.
Yeah,
I really think you're lying.
I am not lying, sir. I try to speak truth. You know, if you don't like my show, then just bail. I don't care.
Well, no. Like I'm just watching your show, and I'm like, I'm just like, I don't know.
Well, I have studied my own religion. I've studied other religions. I've read enough history to choke a horse. I'm trying to find the truth. All I'm seeking is the truth. And if that's too much.
What happens when you die?
Pardon me?
What happens when you die?
Well, according to my religion, I'm going straight to heaven and be at the right hand of the Father.
And what about people that go to hell?
That's their choice.
That's
up to God.
That's their choice?
That's up to God.
So I choose to go to hell. All right.
Oh, good. Fine. I don't care. That's your choice. If you want to, you know,
right.
be ruled by rulers, if you want to travel by bicycle or you want to walk or you want to have a car or a plane, that's fine. That's your choice.
So where exactly is heaven and hell?
It's probably
in
another dimension. It's not here on Earth. But I don't know yet. I'm still alive, sir. I honestly don't know.
You should kill yourself and find out.
Yeah, well, good luck with that, sweetie.
Did you just call me sweetie? Because that's pretty gay. No.
You're an idiot. Bye. Okay, let's try a couple more.
No.
Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. You sell Battletoads?
Do I what?
Sell Battletoads.
Okay. Let's try... I don't know who that one is. Oh, boy. All right, one more here. 661, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello? What if I told you I was Jesus in the past life?
If you were what?
Jesus in the past life. I come with a message.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. All right, let's go to Wormy. You're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Fine.
Oh, all right. Well, first-time listener, long-time fapper. I just wanted to know 420 Blazes Faggot.
The what?
420 Blazes Faggot.
Okay, we're done with that one. Let's see who's... All right, area code 269, go. Hello? 269 area code, go. Okay, that's not working. Okay, got rid of those people. Now, I'm going to go back to my show, and I'm going to read from history. This is Road to Serfdom, and it's about propaganda. It's called The End of Truth. I'm going to keep kicking you guys out of here, so anybody's area code I don't understand or recognize from my people, bye. I'm really sorry that there's people in here doing this, so... All right, okay. I'm going to start getting you guys out of here, too. All right, 262, let's try that one. 262, you're on the air. Hello? Did you have something intelligent to say?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, so I've been following the show for a while now, and what exactly is the debate about, to fap or not to fap?
No, this was, they were talking, because I read from the Bible, and they were talking about Bible scriptures, and they were not happy with my religious bent, so that was a problem, and I just, you know, said, whatever you want to believe, fine with me.
So masturbation is against the Bible, is what you're saying?
Okay, we're done with that. Okay.
1 to 5. 5 means very satisfied.
6.
1 means not satisfied.
661, you're on the air.
Number from 1 to 5.
Okay, that's not... All right. I think we have the same ones. They're all... All right. Okay. Next. This is from Road to Serfdom. And I'm going to talk about propaganda, and it says, the most effective way of making everybody serve the single system of ends towards which the social plan is directed is to make everybody believe in those ends. To make a totalitarian system function efficiently, it is not enough that everybody should be forced to work for the same ends. It is essential that the people should come to regard them as their own ends. Although the beliefs must be chosen for the people and imposed upon them, they must become their beliefs. A generally accepted creed which makes the individuals, as far as possible, act spontaneously in the way the planner wants them to. If the feeling of oppression in totalitarian countries is in general much less acute than most people in liberal countries, classical liberal countries, imagine this is because the totalitarian governments succeed to a high degree in making people think as they would want them to. Okay, let me go to one more caller and see if this is legitimate. 774, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for asking, Linda. I've been meaning to ask you a question for a while.
I'm fine. How are you?
Would you by any chance be selling Battletoads?
I don't know what you're talking about, and you're not making any sense. Goodbye. Okay, I keep getting them, so I'm going to keep kicking them. All right. So, this is, of course, brought about by the various forms of propaganda. It is its technique is now so familiar that we need say little about it. The only point that needs to be stressed is that neither propaganda in itself nor the techniques employed are peculiar to totalitarianism, and that what so completely changes its nature and effect in a totalitarian state is that all propaganda serves the same goal, that all the instruments of propaganda are coordinated to influence the individuals in the same direction and to produce the characteristic coordination of all minds. As a result, the effect of propaganda in totalitarian countries is different not only in the magnitude but in kind from that of the propaganda made for different ends by independent and competing agencies. If all the sources of current information are effectively under one single control, it is no longer a question of merely persuading the people of this or that. The skillful propagandist has the power to mold their minds in any direction he chooses, and even the most intelligent and independent people cannot entirely escape that influence if they are long isolated from all other sources of information. And that's what we have with advertising and other forms. Okay, I'm going to, I don't know who 402 is. Let me take a couple calls. 402, you're on the air.
Hi, do you sell Battletoads?
Okay, that's enough of that one. That one, I think I know who that is. Same one. All right. Toby, you're on the air.
What's up with the vanilla face? Are you telling?
Okay. Ken's going. I'm going to start doing this one. Okay. Okay. 555. I can't see it. 554. All right. I don't know who these people are, but they are just out of here. Oh, my gosh. All right. So I still have to get rid of these people. All right. All you people in this chat room, out of here. Absolutely out of here. You're wasting my time and my audience's time. And I will say to the people who are still listening that I didn't kick out. Okay. I'm going to keep throwing you off the air because I'm not taking your calls. Quit calling. Oh, God. Okay, I got to go through this whole list. All right. So, okay, I'm recognizing all these previous ones, so I'm kicking you off. The people who have been asking me questions that had some small measure of semblance of sanity, talking about a representative democracy, we do not live in a democracy. This is a constitutional representative republic. Okay. Oh, boy. All right, so Elm Justice. Okay, we've got some more. I'm going to keep getting rid of them. Well, they've destroyed my show, so I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to keep kicking you off the air. I'm not taking your calls. Stop calling in. I think you trolls in the chat room who have nothing else better to do because you're on some kind of holiday break need to go somewhere else and get off my show. I don't want you here. I'm trying to educate people. There are five forms of government, ladies and gentlemen. One is either a monarchy, which could be a dictator or a king. There is a democracy. Well, actually, the next one is the oligarchy, which is a very small group of elitists who, I'm going to keep kicking you off, who rule over the masses where there is no representation. The democracy is majority rule, and that's not good. Okay, I'm going to keep getting rid of these guys. I'm going to keep hanging up on you, so you're just wasting your time. I'm not taking your calls. I don't know you. And all the rest of you need to leave the chat room. I don't want you here. The fourth form of government is a constitutional representative republic, and that's what we are supposed to have and we're meant to have here in the United States, which is the freest form of government. The other form of government where there is no law is called anarchy, and that's a mess. And we're getting real close to that right now, except on the totalitarian side, on the left. Toby, I'm not taking it. I'm not letting you call. I'm not taking your call. Stop it. None of you. Go away. I'm not answering your calls. And since we have too many trolls, let's see what we got here. Going to kick them all out. Okay. I don't know why you keep dialing the phone. I guess you're bored. Okay, let's go through this. Sorry, guys, dead air. I'm just getting rid of these people. They keep coming in. I'm going to keep throwing them off. They keep calling, so they're destroying my show. Hi, hot seat. Call in and save me. I've got to get rid of these guys. Okay, they keep calling. Trying to get these guys. Okay, all you people that I don't understand, I'm not going to take your calls, so quit calling in, and please leave my chat room. I don't want you here. I need someone to call in so I can have them speak, and then I can get these guys out of here. I'm not taking your calls if I don't know who you are. Okay. I know. Okay, Eric. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. I got all these clowns. All right. Okay. Well, this has been a fun day, so I don't know how they found out about the show. I guess they're just hanging out. Okay. I don't know who's on 262. They're not. Hi, Rod. Okay. Let's see if I can get all these guys out of here. Can't find them all. All right. They keep calling, and I can't do anything except kick them out. Jimbo. Hey, Ron. Can somebody call in so I can kick these guys off my show? I've got a gazillion trolls. Anyway. I don't know who 585 is, and I don't recognize it. And 262 is going away. So quit calling, people. 774. I'm not taking your calls. Guys, leave. Go find another place to go. All right. Kicking them out. I don't recognize you. You're not coming on. So definitely, Ron or Hot Seat, please call in so I can get through this mess. And they keep lighting up my board. Yeah, so what else? I don't know who 661 is. They're going away. They keep calling because they're bored. All right, let's see what these guys have to say. Okay, all you people with these area codes I don't know, I'm not taking your calls, so quit doing it. I'm not taking your calls, so quit calling and quit ruining my show. I've only got 27 minutes left, and I'm just about ready to... Oh, thank God. Hey, Ron, welcome. I don't know how the trolls got in.
Hey, Miss Linda.
Hi.
Yeah, well, you know, it's troll night. I guess Wednesday night is troll night, it looks like.
Yesterday, too. I had it for like a half an hour. I think,
I'm looking for one.
Yeah, I'm just kicking them. I can't. Yeah, go ahead and speak. I want to go through. I can't get through the chat room quick enough.
don't worry. It's not a problem. Just start booting them out.
Yeah, I'm just trying to do the actual call board, trying to get rid of them. So what I did was I played some really cool Christmas music, and then I read from the very beginning, I think it was chapter 2, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and it was really cool. So I'm still taking, I've got guys out there, they keep calling, it's unbelievable. I can't get the X up quick enough. So anyway, I guess I'm going to stop publicizing it on any Facebook pages, and I think that was my chagrin.
Trolls need love too.
Oh Lord,
they got to have something to do with their life. They evidently have none.
I know. I told them please leave. We don't need them. But anyway, so I had read from chapter 2 and talking about King Herod and of course the birth of Jesus, and it was kind of fun, but. Then I got the trolls, and I was reading from Hayek's book about propaganda, which was kind of cool. And I through what went through today with the city council, because just before I came and logged in and kind of put the blast out, I had spent a whole hour down there, and I was one of the 9 speakers, and we were trying to tell these council members that we don't want to waste our time, we don't want to waste our money and our energy, and I don't want to go for 30 days, in, you know, during the holiday season, out in front of Ralph 2 hours a day, collect signatures for a referendum against this nonsense. So anyway, again, there were nine of us who were people who, what do you call, who were for what I was. In other words, we just didn't want to strip the mayor, the newly reelected mayor of the city of Oceanside, of some of his little committee powers, and that's the whole constituting the whole meeting. So, it, you know, it's interesting to watch your local level. And I was talking to my mom because I'm a huge fighter against Agenda 21, and so I'm just yeah. Xing people out of here on the call board. Sorry. So anyway, I don't know why they have to be so weird in the chat room, but okay. So that guy's going. My God, it's just unbelievable.
Oh, you know, I think it's entertaining. I actually have fun with them.
So, what I'm doing is, I before I went to the second floor, which is where we had our chambers meeting, of course, where the dais is there and the people, and then I went to the third floor, which is where all these people have their offices and their aides and the receptionist and all that, and this is for all the council members, and I keep kicking them off the call board. So then I put the package together, which I had kind of read on the air last week about what I wanted them to know on these, the city, the planner, the planning commission, the road commission, the circulation element, all these nonsense. And I got it from the internet. I actually sent the PDF file to Bill because he's trying to fight this stuff too. And so now, either this afternoon or tomorrow morning, they will have the copy of it. And in January, I am going to request a 20-minute meeting with three members of that city council whom I have not had the chance to do that with. And I'm going to lay out my Agenda 21 situation to them. If I get nowhere with them, I will continue to speak in public on Agenda 21 to wake people up. I will buy the new book by Glenn Beck, which was actually written by a woman who said she had to do something, and she put it in novel form. And I'm going to hand it to my mayor and say, it's on loan to you, but please, please read it. And then I will get it back later and pass it to my family members who have even an inkling of, you know, what's going on. Because I don't think I can reach the others. It's pretty tough. It's a tough nut to crack, although some are coming around. I mean, it's taken its toll. And I think with all of the, the situation of the reelection of Zero and the fiscal cliff nonsense theater, that people are finally waking up. And the governors are ticked. Even Michigan, man, that was awesome. And they did it last night. They I guess he signed it, the right to work.
Yeah, well, you know, I noticed that in Michigan, all the crybabies up there with their pro-life, they're all pro-choice except for the people that work, the employees. They don't want them to have a choice.
Yeah, no, they don't believe in pro-choice, and all of the people, I mean, who have all of the things, the knocking down of the tent, the violence, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable what's going on. And because they see their power slipping away. They see the gravy train slipping away. Well, what they don't understand, as you know, it's going to slip for everybody real soon. Oh, my gosh. There's no money. Everybody's broke. California's going to, and Ann Coulter said it last night, I think it was on Hannity, and she says, California's going to be the first ones to go down, and no one's going to bail them out. Not when you have 30 Republican governors. They're not going to sign on to that. Guess what? We're on our own. Oh, well, maybe. Okay, I got to get rid of this clown, too. I can't believe these people.
don't let them get to you.
Okay.
They're a bunch of idiots.
And they must have speed dial and, the fastest, unbelievable. Anyway, so, yeah, they're just putting stuff in there that's so ridiculous. I mean, these kids have got to be, what, 16 maybe? And mentally
12.
8? Yeah, okay, there you go. Now, I actually got one or two decent callers and were, you know, talking about religion and stuff. And of course, he kept calling us a representative democracy, and I kept saying no. And he wouldn't listen to me, and he was just being a total jerk. So I After I let him talk his piece, I says, okay, thanks for the call, and I hung up on him. You know, it's pretty nuts. But as you know, I'm seeing more and more governors standing up to this administration and just making them as irrelevant as they have made us, as being, you know, the body politic and the consent of the governed, which, as you know, for how long we've been ignored. So, I don't know. It's crazy. Going. You're the next one here. And this area code 585 keeps calling it, so I don't recognize that one. They're going. And I guess they just hit the automatic speed dialer on there. Maybe they'll leave on their own. You know, self-reporting all my trolls. Are you still there, Ron?
Oh, I'm still here. I'm just enjoying the entertainment value.
Well, I'm going to have to remember to make sure I screen and be very careful with all the, promos that I do on for the show. But like I said, it was really interesting to see our local government at work. And the problem is, you know, when you look at the Fed or your state and you go back to your local, the whole problem and this evil is systemic. It starts right there. It starts right at the local level. I mean, it is. My eyes have been open the last 2 years since I got involved with my city council. It's like,
yeah, you know, it has a way of doing that. People don't understand it. Once you get involved with local politics, you get a much better idea of how things actually work.
And then you can understand why the magnification in your state level and your federal level is so huge. And it's gotten so, as a behemoth, as you know, and it's out of control. And I'm like, okay, let's go to states' rights. Let's do 10th Amendment centers. Let's do decent governors. Let's just start saying no to all of them.
Well, and, you know, you get an idea. You get an inside track on the good old boys network and just what a tight little clique they have going there on both parties. It doesn't matter
right.
who it is.
Right, doesn't matter. Absolutely. And they're on a power trip, and they think that they've turned into little gods, you know, just like like Nimrod or whomever was in Babylon at one time or another. I keep having to act up, call her. Anyway,
well,
and
know,
all they're going to do is curse, and I don't want to hear it. So,
I think they truly believe that part of their reason for being there is to like resolve disputes between neighbors and just stupid crap.
Well, and what's going
it's like
on?
Kindergarten.
They're really bad. So what's happening, what I'm going to do when I get them in private, as I'm going to explain to them at the end of my speech to them, is that there will be a whole lot more people sitting in those chambers standing up to speak for 3 minutes when I'm done educating the people of Oceanside and surrounding counties, because I'm not done. I'm just getting started. So if you don't want 400 people taking up, you know, your chambers and your dais for 5 hours, you better listen to me now. So that's what I'm going to tell them. I am actually going to threaten them with the power of speech and the power of education. I have no choice. They're going to leave me no choice, Ron. So I don't know what to do with them. I don't know whether to stand in front of them in public and ask them why they're and actually step like they did in. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I kept hearing.
Sorry, I got a lot going on in the background. So.
Oh, I'll bet. Oh, you're reloading. I love it. your cabinetry. It's fantastic. We got.
Oh, Mike, you have no idea. I built a loft yesterday.
Yeah,
and
I thought you were working on a bunker. building the
something
bunker.
Something like that. I'll post some pictures later.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I know my buddy in Michigan, Big Dave, he's like, oh, man. In 2010, when I saw them at their house with their two Liberty safes just jam-packed, I knew he was armed already. Yeah, he's got reloading stations, has in his basement for years. And he's still amassing more. I mean, he right after this election, he's going, holy smoke.
it turns into a sickness, actually.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like I told you, I've only got two hands, and if I don't have a bunch of people here helping me, a little tiny militia, what am I going to do with more than two weapons? You know? There's not much I can do. So I'm still doing my kickoffs. They keep calling. It's funny. But the Agenda 21 is a very, very real threat. And people, either they don't want to know the truth, or like I told Bill, I said, they're in on it. And that's even worse as far as I'm concerned. Because if they're already in on it, you're done, you know, where do you go from there? Other than you pack up your stuff in an Allied van and you get the heck out of the state, which isn't a bad idea. Although, you know, and I know that God wants me here, and I'm going to have to do what he wants, stand where he wants me to stand and all these things. And I'm okay with that. I just got to stop telling my family that I want out, because then they think I'm crazy. They don't understand. They're going to stay here. They're nuts, but that's okay. You know, that's their choice. They want to go down with the sinking ship of California. I mean, it's a mess, and it's going to get worse. And I believe the civil unrest in this state is going to be probably on the forefront prior to anything else on a large scale. I mean, I don't know, because since no one's going to bail them out, and the federal government's broke, there's no choice but for them to take to the streets. And I think that's what's going to happen. And it's really not going to be. I don't want to have to go through it, but if God makes me go through it, I will. You know, so that's the scary part, you know. And to kind of, these trolls were interrupting me, and I was trying to go through my learning on Road to Serfdom, which was talking about, the prior chapter was, the title was How the Worst Get on Top, when these bad guys like Mao or any of them, or Stalin or Lenin or Hitler or any of these people, want to have a totalitarian government with an iron-fisted rule. They seek the most debased morally and actually lesser educated of the body politic or the masses.
Sure.
And then once they've gotten that kind of in their craw, then they have to have the media. That's the, before they even take over the means of production, they have got to have their propaganda machine. And then once they have, you know, done that, they can sway the public. And it's been done through advertising. Hell, Bernays did it. In fact, Goebbels, that he had Bernays' books on his desk when they found him. I mean, where do you think they learned it from? Oh, lovely, us. And it works well. But once you start getting discernment in your brain, and once you start questioning with boldness and actually not taking anybody's word for anything and doing your own homework, hello, you have, like I told Bill yesterday, I said, you know, for over 135 years, every institution in the United States has been lying to us. They've been propagandizing us since then. Now we know. I mean, so now I can get down and start fighting it. Because if you're aware of, you know, my God, that's your first step. You've got to not take anybody's word for anything. I don't care if it's Glenn or Hannity or Savage. I don't care. You know,
slavery is always more acceptable when it's for your own good, Linda.
Well, the problem with the iron-fisted rule and how this all turns out, especially under Agenda 21 or under Stalin-type rule or Mao or Pol Pot, these are evil people. You can go back to Genghis Khan and talk about, he didn't even leave a bird alive. I mean, that guy was horrible. It all ends the same way, because you live on planet Earth. We are humans. It's not going to change. That's why the founders were so brilliant, because they knew humanity wasn't going to change, that God wasn't going to just walk up someday and say, oh, I think I'll turn them all into little clones, and they can, you know. They knew that. So people, the premise is false from the beginning. Just like when we talk about the Illuminati or people who worship Lucifer, the light bearer, and they want this utopia, or the Fabian socialists, their premises are, they have nothing to stand on. It ain't going to work, you know. Okay, now I have a real caller. I think I have Robert. Awesome. Hey, Robert.
It's Linda.
How are you?
Oh,
my gosh. I got a bunch of them. Yeah, keep calling. Who did I take off? Did I lose Ron? Okay, I got Robert, so Ron's either busy or I hit him by mistake. Oh, God. I'm so sorry if you're listening. please call back if you want to. I've only got 10 minutes, but it's been an interesting show. These guys just will not give up. I've got these 585 area codes. I got all these weird ones. How are you today?
I was just making sure if you needed any help to tell them to go fly a kite.
Well, I got rid of most of them, and the ones who are, I mean, I couldn't even see them all in the chat room. I had to, like, keep scrolling down and keep scrolling down and kicking them off and stuff. And I'm still taking them off the off my call screening board. And we did, I'm sorry you weren't here earlier. Basically, I put on some beautiful Christmas music from Mannheim Steamroller, which is kind of fun, the Crystal Bells one, or the Chorus of the Bells. And then I started reading from the Bible and talking about the birth of Jesus. And so then I got all these callers, and I got bombarded with all this craziness. And then I talked about my, you know, I talked about my experience today for 1 hour with the city council here in Oceanside. And it was quite, I got to speak again, and I speak as much as I can and as often as I can. So whoever's got that area code, I'm not going to take your call, so give it up. Anyway, I want to thank Ron for calling in when he could. He's getting some coffee, and I've got like 8.5 minutes left. And we did have a good time until the trolls came in, and Ron saved me. And then he says it's kind of funny because these guys are like 8 years old emotionally. Why do you keep calling? And then they dropped off by themselves. Okay. Oh, I'm glad to see Libertarian in there. Hot seas, left is never right. Mike from Connecticut, but he hasn't called me yet. So anyway, I don't know who this Chase McCaskill is. I don't know what his story is. He's probably another troll. But you can just hang up now. Oh, good. I didn't have to click him off. So how's things in Florida?
It's the same old, same old.
Yeah, but I was explaining to my audience and to Ron that I have got to get real serious, especially in January. It says, Chase. Okay, you're done. I'm kicking you out of here. All right. Anyway.
Let me speak to one of them. I'll be glad to talk to them.
No, you know why? I don't, because they'll curse on the air. They'll just say, they'll call me horrible names and using all the words. Oh, good.
How long have they been doing that to you? Did they just start it this week?
Okay. Anyway, Mike from the hot seat's here. Colin, how are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Linda?
My gosh.
First of all, when they're on your calling board, you don't hear anything, so just let them hang out there. I mean, I've had people on hold, you know, when I was doing my thing, 20, 25 minutes, not intentionally, just the way it is. And as far as the chat room goes, don't even pay attention to them. And most of them went away anyway when you finally ignored them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, these folks, they just don't have any lives. They're disruptors, and they're probably angry that they were born into the short end of the stick. Their parents are probably losers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're just angry at us because we actually have some brains, have some intelligence, and, you know, maybe have a nice place to live that we earned with our own work and our own money, and they're just upset about it. So they have nothing else left to do. No big deal. I'm not upset about it.
Well, here's the deal. Apparently what's going on is that they are so bored and they got real tired of playing Dungeons and Dragons or whatever they're playing these days.
Well, I think there's a new edition of Warcraft or something, or some deal like that. I don't know.
And then if they know how to read, the only thing they'll read is the Twilight series, you know.
Hey, that was a good series, by the way.
Yeah, I heard it was. In fact, my grandniece read it. She's 19. She knows nothing about politics, but...
How old is she?
She's 19 years old.
Well, she better start, because you know what?
Yeah, you know
she's going to be royally screwed.
Yeah, and she wants to stay in California. I did give her my book that I wrote. I actually gave, because I don't know what her reading level is, because she is dyslexic, and so she has that problem like her dad. But it's called Meet Christopher Columbus. And it's got little pictures and everything, and I actually did it like a book report from the book A Patriot's History of the United States, and it's just perfect for. And I had a little bit of stuff on George Washington, the introduction, the 1700s, you know, all these things, And she actually thanked me for it, so she probably did read it. I have given it to other children, you know, that I have come in contact with. And so I was going to do a whole bunch of different children's books, but I got kind of busy fighting Agenda 21, so wow.
Well, you know, there are audio books. As a matter of fact, one I recommend is from the HBO series John Adams. I've got the audio CD. Oh, it's awesome. Because John Adams was the man, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like Jefferson, too. I mean,
Jefferson was mild-mannered, and Ben Franklin, well, he was a genius, but just,
yeah.
he was too aloof. It was John Adams, though, that was like the pit bull. He didn't let it go. He was the force, you know. Without Adams, Jefferson and Franklin probably would have just been shot down and was out of hell with them, you know. They didn't have the fire in the belly the way Adams.
Right. So
I'm more of an Adams guy. Because I'm kind of like John Adams, I think, in a way.
Yeah. I'm kind of remiss because I have not studied John Adams, but I'm trying. Believe me, there's a...
He wasn't perfect.
You know,
did that act of sedition or some crap. I mean, he wasn't perfect, but he was a driving force.
There was a movie and a book called I'm Dancing as Fast as I Can. And so what I tell people is I'm reading as fast as I can. You know, so I'm almost there. I've got about probably 6 or 7 more to really get in there and just go nuts with. I do want Glenn Beck's book, and I want Rosa Chiori's book on Behind the Green Mask, which is the nuts and bolts of Agenda 21, which would probably lay it out for someone like me who's fighting it a lot better, you know, that kind of thing. So, and you know, we just got to keep going. I was telling everybody that's my main goal. I want those people in my city council to know that I mean business, and I'm not giving up and not stopping until they get it or I leave the state.
Well, you're going to have to leave the state. As a matter of fact, I think I got an email somewhere in my bin. I have to look at it. There's a recent census or something, and it shows that people are leaving by the caravans.
Yes, out of California. They said, I was reading an article on Facebook, I can't remember who did it, which study it was done, that in this between 1960 and 1990, people were coming to California, and then now they're leaving. I think it was 5 years ago they were leaving at 775 per year. Now it's or month. I don't know. It was like one of those, and then it was now it's up to 1,230.
It's probably a month, Linda.
Oh my God! Per week.
It's going to be a week now.
Yeah, per week, 4 businesses have been going for the last.
Oh
three
yeah,
or four
and
years.
And once January, once the calendar changes to 2013, you're going to see that double and triple because when the Obamacare stuff kicks in, like for instance, Mark Levin was telling us last night, which I already talked about this months ago. This one part. If you go to sell your home or sell your stock, there's going to be a 3.8% overcharge.
Oh, I know. It's horrible.
On top.
It's horrible what's going on. And I've got like 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Okay, well, and then you have a 60, and Obama is going to charge each company who gives health care.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
A separate $63 charge.
Okay, I'm going to thank you for calling in. It was great. Robert for calling in. Ron from Constitution Hour calling in. Rod, Luke, FT, love you guys, the rest of you. Have a great night doing your weirdness in your basement. So I'm going to take a minute with some music, and we'll just go from there. And I love you,
I
and God bless.
Saturday.
Absolutely.
Got
it going on. Yeah. Okay, God bless.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.